Today's daf is Ksubis, daf Pei Zayin. We are on Pei Vav on the base. In the meaty perek called Hakosev L'Ishto, the ninth perek in Maseches Ksubis. And we're by the Mishnah on daf Pei Vav on the base. Says the Mishnah, Chasav La. So we are in the sugyas of husbands and wives, and husbands specifically being mevater, being mochel, or the opposite, or trying to make their wife take a shvuah, as we saw on yesterday's daf. But today we get into a more expanded lashon of exemption of the husband for the wife's responsibilities. So kasav la, what if he writes to her, neder ushvua, ein li alecha, if he says, neder and shvua I don't have on you, meaning I will not demand a neder or a shvua from you, so ein yachol lashbia, he cannot be mashbia her later on, if it ever comes up that she would have to take a neder or a shvua. Avo mashbia hu es yorsheha v'savon b'rishusa. But because he just says, I'm not going to do it to you, but if she dies, so then he can be mashbia her yarshim, and those who come in her stead. Let's say she had sold the rights to it. So kol abayim b'rishusa. That is the most limited lashon. Neder u'shvua ein li alecha ve'al yarshecha ve'al habayim b'rishusecha. If he has the all-inclusive, I'm not going to be mashbia. I'm not going to make anybody that you or anybody in your stead make a shvua or a neder. Ein yachal hashvia, ein yachal hashvia lo hi velo yarshecha velo habayim b'rishusa velo es habayim b'rishusa. But that's only for him. Avol yarshav mashbianosa ve'es yarshecha ve'es habayim b'rishusa. But his yarshim can. They never made that kind of deal. So therefore, they could do the his yarshim could still do whatever they want. But if he says neder u'shvua, ein li velo li yarshai velo habayim Birshusi, Alecha, Val Yorshech, Val Abayim Birshusech. All inclusive. My side to your side. Eino Yachol Lahashbia. So then, he doesn't have any rights. Lohu, Velo Yorsha, Velo Habayim Birshuso. Nobody that comes in his stead. Lo Osa, Velo Yorshech, Velo Habayim Birshuso. So, nobody on either side of the issue, the husband cannot be Mashbia anybody. Holcha, or the husband's Yarshim. Stop there for a minute. The Ritva here says that he does not think that the Mishnah is Dafka Kasav. The Mishnah says Kasav la, he writes to her. Does he have to write to her? Says the Ritva, Pirish Kasav la Dafka. Tehua din Bamira. I think even if he just says it. Tekalshu Pater O Mechila Ba'amira Ba'alma Sagi. If one is not making a kinyan, but one is just removing a right, a future right, then even just Amira would be okay. That's the Chiddush of the Ritva, Kiddekasif, Beperakama, Dikidushin. Like it says in Daftar Zayin and Kiddushin, that one doesn't need a ksiva in that case. That's point number one, which is a Chiddush, because usually a Kinyan requires some type of Maisa Kinyan. At least ksiva, you can't be Kona just by saying something. Right? We mentioned also in the previous days that you have to have a strong type of removal to get out of it. But as we've mentioned, Mechila or Vitor has different rules than regular Kinyanim, especially if Mechila is just a removal of oneself and not a Hakna'ah to the other person. Siri is just removing a right. So the Ritva says that it could even be just with Amir. The Pnei Yeshua is not so happy about that. He thinks that maybe it is Dafka with Ksiva, because the only Gemara that says earlier that in the Kiddushin, he says, not earlier, that you might not need Ksiva, maybe that's only Bishas Halva, but Shalom Bishas Halva, at a time when the right is not there, you wouldn't need Ksiva. Okay, number one. Number two, the Ritva says, why do you have to be so mefaret and so exact? Neder Ushvua? Why do you have to say both of them? V'hadanaka neder u'shvua, mishum d'ba'almana haba likvos ben ha'yisomim, because as we'll see later on, as Hashem, when an almana comes to collect from yisomim, harishus b'yara yisomim lahadira b'bezdin o lahashbiya chutz l'bezdin. As we'll see, and as discussed elsewhere, the yarshim have rights to do either or. Be mashbia her, that's even chutz l'bezdin, or make her take a neder. V'lochein, sarach l'potra befeirish mishtehin. Shem lo patra, ela me'echad mehem hari chayeves be'idach. Says the Ritva, you got to be exact and specific, because neder and shvua are both possible here, and therefore he has to remove the rights of both of them explicitly. Remember the Gemara Nedarim says, the only time in Shas, chefza gavra, that neder is on the chefsa, shvu is on the gavra. The focus is on whether I will not do it or that item is. Dot, dot, dot. Right? Similar a little bit to neder versus nedava, but neder and shvua has that difference. Okay, so that's in terms of pottering the wife. Finishes off the Mishnah. Holcha mikever bai lo lebeis avia. What happens if right after her husband dies? Straight from the levaya. Rashi says, this is going on the case where the husband pottered his wife from the shvua. So, if she goes straight from the levaya lebeis avia to her father's house. Meaning, she did nothing involved with the properties after the husband died. So the husband gave her a p'tur, and since then, she hasn't been involved. Or she went back to her house, but she did not get involved in the assets, she wasn't involved in the properties. The Yershim can't be mashbia her. Why? The husband gave the p'tur that was only in the husband's lifetime. But here she hasn't been involved since the husband died. So therefore, she still has no, they don't have rights to make her swear about anything. If Imnasis Abutrapa, but if she did become an agent, an Abutrapis for them, Hayarshin Mashbian Osa al Ha'asid Lavo, Vein Mashbian Osa al Masha Avar. They can be Mashbia her on the future, but they can't be Mashbia her on the past. What exactly does that mean? We'll have to see in the Gemara what is past and what is future mean. But that's if she became an Abutrapis. The Gemara tells us in the second paragraph of Kiddushin that Abutrapis is its own halachic mechanism. The Gemara there, when the Gemara tries to figure out how the Nisim were Zoche in Eretz Yisrael on behalf of the rest of Klal Yisrael, it has three possibilities. The Gemara suggests maybe they were Shlichus, maybe they were the Shlichim of Am Yisrael, maybe not, maybe they were Zoche on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Right, that Gemara is one of the main Gemaras in Shas, which contrasts the two, Zechia and Shlichus. A major sugi in the Rishonim is, are those two principles linked in any way? Shliach, I make you a shliach. Zechiah, you do something on my behalf without my appointing you. Is that the only difference? It's a technical difference. Zechiah, you're basically my shliach without being appointed. Or is it two different halachic mechanisms? So that's a machlokas. Chachmei Sfarad, Rashi and Tosfos and Vechulu versus Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Machlokas. The Ran, though, jumps ship. The Ran goes to agree with Rashi and Tosfos, whether Zechiah is Bitam Shlichus or not. But that Gemara says explicitly, seems explicitly, that it's two different principles. There's Zechiah, there's Shlichus, and there is Aputrapus. A third halachic mechanism, how it works. Guardians, agents, right? Those two words even might be different. A guardian and an agent. Is it related to Shlichus or not? But the Gemara there, beginning of the second parak, seems to have three halachic principles all working in their own way, because it's three different suggestions how the Nesiim were Zoche and Eretz Yisrael on behalf of the rest of Klal Yisrael. So that's the Aputrapis where it comes up. Says the Gemara now, on the bottom, Shvua Mayavidita. What type of Shvua are we talking about in our Mishnah? When the husband says, honey, I'm writing to you, I'm never going to make you take a Shvua. What type of Shvua is he mentioned? Does he mean? There are a lot of types of Shvuas in the future that might come up. So the Gemara has a machlokas. Amar of Yehuda Marav, number one, al aputrapa shenas is b'chaye b'ayla. On any type of Shvua, if she's going to be involved in any of the properties of the husband, so the Shvua that she would have to take to mention that she did not take anything unlawfully from the properties of the husband, that is the Shvua that she has been niftar from by the husband. But let's say it's a Shvua having to do with something in the future, not while they're married. What about if it's Pogemes Ksubasa, as Hashem will have in the next Mishnah, at a time when she's going to collect the Ksuba and she says, well, I got half of it, I just want the other half. What's called Pogemes Ksubasa, when the Mishnah says that's a Reyasa, and therefore she has to take a Shvua if she wants to collect the rest of the Ksuba, that the husband did not pot to her from. No. Says the top Rashi, al aputrapa potro b'ksiva zos mishvuas aputrapsis im yoshivena chenvanis. If he makes her, while they're married, in charge of the properties, in charge of the nechasim, so that's the shvua that he's pottering her from here. Aval im pagma ksubasa ditzan v'mastisan. But let's say an example, if she's pogemis or ksuba, like it says in the next Mishnah, lo niftara me'osa shvua ide tanai zeh. This tanai, it does not work to get her out of that shvua. Only out of the Aputrapa Shvua, not that one. Why? What's the difference? Dechi pater la mi shvua, dekarami hu ala. says Rashi, he's only pottering her from shvuas that he's the cause of. That he's the cause of. He wants to make sure that she didn't do anything with the properties, so he's going to be mashbiya toveya her. Avo shvua dehi garma linafsha lo pater la. But a shvua that she brought upon herself, meaning shvi says, I got half my ksuba, or any other shvua that she brings upon herself, meaning even if the shvua doesn't say a word, pogemes ksuba, sada alach ish, she has to take a shvua. So that's Rashi. Rashi says it depends if he's doing it or he is only pottering her from oaths that he is going to bring upon her and he's responsible for. But anything that she brings upon herself, not. Says the Rebbe Yashiv, because he's not ola al daf that this is going to happen. And therefore, the umdina is that it's not on his radar to potter. Venera, the kivan, the he garma, ein la azus. Lidrosh she yimcha la hashvua umbistama ein daito lazel dvarim she ena tovas. Right, it's not on his das. So therefore, that is Rashi. Why the svara for this shita? If you look in the Rashba and the Ritva, they have a little different formulation. Besides Rashi's, they have a couple of points. But the Ritva, I'll read it from the Ritva. He says another difference between the shvua of aputrapis and the shvua of pogemes ksubasa is whether it is Bari or Shema, says the Ritva here, Visu, Kivan de Patra mi pogemes, de us, actually, let's go on the next line. Let's just do the next line and then we'll read the Ritva. So the first day it says, Rav Yudah Marav says that he only potters her from the Shuas Apuchapas, not from pogemes. But Rav Nachman Amarav Baravua, a pogemes ksubasa, on pogemes ksubasa, he potters her, right? Meaning, Pashtus, even, not only the shvua of aputrapis, but also the shvua of pogemes ksubasa, which she brings upon herself, that also he potters her from. That's the simple understanding. Rov Rishonim assume it's not an mutually exclusive machlokas. Rashi says, al pogemes, the kol shekein, mishvuas aputrapia, the mikol shvua patra, from all. And the Ritva, that's where the Ritva adds the line, vesu, the kiva, the patra, mi pogemes, the asi ala betainas bari, kol shekein al aputrapa, the lo asi ala ela betainas shema. Right, pogemes, the cases where the husband says, I paid you already. And she says, no, you didn't, you paid me half. So if that's where he potters, where he's towing Bari, so surely in this case, where it's a weaker shvua that she would have to make. I have no idea whether you did anything with the Nechasim, but swear to me that you didn't take anything illegally. So a Tain Hashem is always a weaker creation for the shvua. So therefore, the Rav Nachman is going across the board. So the first day it says only the Apuchapas shvuas and not others. Rav Nachman Aravua says, Pogemes Ksubasa also is included. There is a machlokas Rishonim, here quoted the Ravid. The Ravid on the bottom of the riff says, what happens? Fine, the Gemara spoke about these two, Aputrapis and Pogemes. But there's another one in the Mishnah on the bottom of today's Amud. There's another one, Eid Echad. What if the Bailim has an Eid Echad that he paid the Ksuba? So, and the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that she has to swear. Right, the Mishnah says, Eid Echad me'ita shi parua, lo tipara ela b'shvua. The Eid Echad says that it's paid up, also shvua. So according to the Mandamar Pogemes, according to Rav Nachman, does he potter her from that shvua also? In Eid Echad? Find one that she brings upon herself. But what if there is a third party? There's an Eid Echad. So says the Ravid, no. Says the Ravid, even according to the more inclusive shita, the second shita, that doesn't work. Says the Ravid, ve'istavrali, da akulu vade mahanyula, bar me eid echad, except for eid echad, me'ida shi parua, my taima, de matzi lamemer la, nehi de hemnis lacha tfei, minafshoi, avo tfei, misahada lo. I believe you, whatever I say, I believe you more than me. So I'm committing that now. But when there's an eid echad, no, we don't go that far. And the Rush argues. The Rush says, no. He potters her from everything. That's it. Why should the Eid Echad be different? If he gives more Ne'amanis from himself, he should also give more Ne'amanis from the Eid Echad. He quotes the Ravid and then says, V'lo nehirali, da'hanach shvuos, de'masnison, hein shvua shebezdin mechayven osa, v'lo shehu tovei ha'shvua, de'islam lameimar shulo patra mishvua zu, shoha'id machisha, hilka kishapotra, stam patra mikol shvua shebezdin mechayven osa. Right, he bought this here from all the shvuas, right, not just the one that that she brings upon herself, Machlokas, Ravid, and the Rush. This does relate, we'll get back to this later, to is there a connection between various Shvuas? How different is each Shvua from each other? We know the Rambam tells us at the beginning of the story of Nitan, there are three Shvua Daraisas. Three Shvua Daraisas. Shvuas Nishva v'Niftar. Mo Debemixas, and Eid Echad, and Shvuas HaShomer. Those are the three Shvuas. So are those linked in any way? Are those stand independently? So here's an example of one of them. Shvuas Eid Echad. So is that linked to Pogemes? Is that linked? So the Rush says, yeah, he paters all of them. And the Ravid says, no, Eid Echad is a different type of Mechayiv of Shvuah than the others, and therefore he would not pater that one, even though he paters the other ones. Again, it might just all be about Umdino, what he has in mind, but you might make it fundamental. Okay, Machlokas Amoraim. Azal Rav Mordechai. Amr L'Shmaitza Kamei de Rav Ashi. So he said this in front of Rav Ashi. Bishlam Alaman de Amar. Al HaPogemes Ksubasa de Maska Dadaita. According to the second opinion. That when he paters her in our Mishnah, right, Kasavla Ainli Neder Ushvua, that he includes that. Dilma Mitztarchi Lezuze. It makes sense that he has that in mind. Because maybe she's going to need money during the marriage. Mitzarchel izuzi v'shakilna miksubasai, and she's going to ask for some, hektim of the ksuba payment and pogames va'amarli ktovli delo mishabasli mishbasli. So she might think about that while they're getting married. I know I might need prop nechasim. So you know what? She'll think of the husband giving her the p'tur at that time of the marriage, even earlier. El Alamanda Amar Abu Chopya. Shenas is Bachaye Baila. Mihi, Miav is Yada. The most of La Abu Chopya. Is she thinking that she's going to become the in charge of the financial properties in the marriage? The Amrale, that she would think to say to him, Ksovli, Dolomish Basli. Would she think that? Tosfos says for some reason we're not assuming that it happened at the beginning of the marriage, that he already arranged this. The case is that it's not arranged at the beginning. So who says it's going to come? If she's not at the beginning of the marriage, usually these things don't change over the marriage. You know, if one of the spouses are in charge of the checkbook, so generally that stays different. The different couples, different individuals in every marriage have different strengths, right? Some are better with the money, some are better with the this. So here, so it's not going to change over time. So says the Gemara. Why is she going to be ma'ale al daita that it's going to be, it's going to come up? So Amarle, so he answers. This is Rav Ashi answering. Atun ahomas nisula. You had the, issue of this Shavua discussion brought up on the first part of the Mishnah. Ahanan ahomas ninan la. But we had it on the second part of the Mishnah. Holcha mikever baila lebeis aviha. Osha chazu lebeis chameha. Right, the case that she goes straight, right after Levi, she goes back to her father's house. Or she goes back to the kid's house, the Beis Chameha, but she does not involve herself at all. So, Sha'avar Mayavidita. What does that mean, Al Sha'avar? What does that mean, that the Rav Yehuda Marav statement, right, this is the Machlokas, Rav Yehuda Marav statement, was it on the Reisha of the Mishnah or the Seifa of the Mishnah? So the first time we had it on the Reisha of the Mishnah, now we're saying it's on the Seifa. What does it mean that they can make her swear about the future, not about the past? Rav Yehuda Marav, so that's where Rav said his statement, Ala Puchopi Shanasis Bechayi Habal. That's the only Shvua that they could be, and the only time that they could be they cannot be mashbia her on, because the husband gave the p'tur of the that he wrote. Aval bein misa l'kfura mashbi'inan la. But the chiddush of Rav Yehuda Marav is apotropis shvuas, meaning that was in the lifetime of the husband. That's what she is p'tura from. But what happens if anything takes place? Can they be mashbia her that she wasn't involved at all in between death and burial? So that, they can't be mashbiah her. That's not included in the husband's p'tur. The husband died, and now, right after death, the p'tur evaporates, and therefore, they can be mashbiah her right afterwards, even though she was only involved in Tzarchei Hameis. But just to make sure that she didn't do anything more than was needed. V'Rav Masna Amar, and Rav Masna argues on that. Afilu, Pashas, he argues. Afilu bein misa l'kvura, lo mashbi'in on la. No, you're not mashbi'a her on nechasim that she might have used in the interim. Why? Da'amrin, first of all, read it, then we'll see Rashi. Da'amrin ardoi, because they say in ardoi, there are three things that are sold without hachraza. Lacharga, taxes, for selling things for taxes, vila mizone, to get mizonos for a wife and children, vila kfura, and for burial, mizavnina below achrazta. You sell without a hachraza, without a slow announcement. What does that mean? Because you gotta do you're under pressure here. Right, there's lachas here. You gotta do the burial, you gotta pay the taxes. So, there's lachas here. So, even if you might not get the best deal that you could have gotten, and you're a little mezalzel in the property, we understand that. Right, you're under a little pressure. So that's why we're not gonna make the woman swear, but beimisa l'kfura, because she's under pressure right here. And therefore, machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Therefore, Rashi says, it's a reality that she's going to be mezalzel a little bit in the property. Not because she wants to, but she wants to get this done. She wants to get this buried, her husband buried. Rashi says, in mizavninan, nechsi diyasmi, below achrasta, she'ein shows a matun ladavar. You don't have time to do heavy matun and badin. You don't have time to do that. V'hachinami lo mashbi'inan al osa mechira de'i efshar shalo tezalzel v'tavsidetan v'nimse shvua sheker. It's impossible that she's not going to be mafsid a little bit. You're going to make her swear. She's going to swear she didn't use any more than she had to. She did. But it's not her fault. And we don't want her to cause her to make a shvua sheker. So that's why Rav Masa says we don't make her swear on dvarim Bain Misa Likfura. Tosfos has a little different shot. He quotes, we don't make her do this because if she knows, she's going to have to take a shvua. Not that, you're going to cause a shvua sheker. She's just not going to end up being involved in the kfura. I don't need this. I don't need to take a shvua. So, you know, I'll let Bezdin take care of this. I'm not doing this. And we don't want her to leave. Ela kamoshim afaris be Yerushalmi. Tosfos Dibur Maskel Afilu. Like Yerushalmi says, Shelo Taniach Meis Mutal V'Telech LeBeis Aviyah. So she doesn't leave the mace and go to her father's house. So therefore, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos is exactly what are we worried about. But either way, that is Rav Masa Shita, that we don't make her take the Shvua for Dvarim Shebe Misa L'Kfura, because we understand that she's under pressure and you want her to take care of it. Regarding the Yerushalmi, so that you don't leave her, and she doesn't leave her husband, and not take care of the burial. We've mentioned this before, but just to emphasize it a little clearer at this time. We know there's a mitzvah daraisa to bury. Mitzvah daraisa to bury Mason. The Rambam counts this in mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph. Mitzvah 231. Shetzivanu likbar haruge bezdin. B'yom shenehargu. Right, the pasuk in Kiseitse is by Heruge Bezin. Ki kavar tigrena b'yamahu, ki kilos lakim talui, losatame sad mascha. So the pasuk the Rama counts as a mitzvah d'oraisa to bury Heruge Bezin. Ki kavar tigrenu mitzvah asay. Then the Rambam adds, v'hu adin shar mesim. So too, other mesim, not just Heruge Bezin, the mitzvah to marry, bury you all. Rotzo lamar, shenigbar, kol mesi yisrael, bo bayom. V'lachain. Anyone who doesn't have anybody to bury them is called a mace mitzvah because you have a mitzvah to bury them. That's where the lashon of mace mitzvah comes from. Hamesha mitzvah, kol adam lekovro. Good. What's the problem with the Rambam? The Rambam said, the issue is, and this the Ramban asks, and the Mefarshim on Sefer HaMitzvahs ask, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Avel, a much quoted Rambam. Towards the end of Hilchas Avel, the Rambam says, there is a mitzvah d'rabanan to do Bikur Cholim, Nicham Avelim, Levayas Hameis, Kover Mesim, all the mitzvahs ben Adam HaChaveir. The Rambam says, it's a mitzvah midrabanan to do all these things, and then the Rambam adds a line, and it's all included in the daraisa of V'yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. But he's clear, he says, those are obligatory midrabanan. The Rabbanan created those chiyuvim, It fits in to a couple of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to be like Hashem. So it also fits into that mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to v'avta l'reicha kamocha. So under the general rubric of those general mitzvos, so it fits in. But halachically, they are mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Ask all the mefarshim, the Rambam Soser himself. The Rambam counts it in Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's a mitzvah that writes to bury haruge bezdin and shar mesim, the Rambam says. So why does he say in Hilchas Avel that it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan to bury the mason? So the Leiv Sameach, one of the early commentaries on Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Ramban even says it in one line. But the Leiv Sameach, sometimes we get lost. If you read the Ramban and the Shrushim, can't always find everything. But the Ramban says this also in one line. But the Leiv Sameach says this, maybe there's a difference between relatives and everybody else. when the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to bury the dead. So that's in terms of relatives. Relatives have a chiyuv to take care and to arrange the burial of the dead. But everyone else, that's the mitzvah d'rabbanan. And that's the lashon of the Rambam. Kol ha-meilin es meiso over below sase. His mace. What do you mean his mace? Relative. Right? Umidakasav. I'm reading now from the Leif Samech. Umidakasav meiso. Mashma da'airi b'chiyuv etakrovim. Umidarabanon hosifu l'chayiv gamal she'enam krovim. L'sayei alakrovim. Delagabe gemilas chesed. Like enough gamina ben krovim l'she'enam krovim. So when it comes to chesed, avzarech kamocha, everybody in the world is equal. Family, not family. So that, in the mitzvah d'rabbanon of kvura, everybody's equal. But the mitzvah d'araisa is talking about relatives and the d'rabbanon outside. So wonderful. That explains the Rambam. But you gotta give a svara. Right? So that answers the stira. Relatives, not relatives. But what's the svara? If you have a chiv of kvura, why should it be a d'araisa for family members and not d'araisa for others? Says the mitzvah samelech. Be'ikar svara l'chalek. Sarachiyun, the Maishta Krovim, the Rakla Hemtsivatar Bimitas Kvura. Maishno Mishagamilas Chesed, the Mitzvah Son Lukulamhi. Whatever, there's no greater mitzvah for a family member to do Biker Cholim, or Nicham Avelim. Okay, you could say you should take care of your family. But in terms of Halachic Chiyuvim, it's all equal. So explains the Mitzvah Samelach beautifully. He says, it's based on a Medrash. Pashas, why do we bury the dead? Because we're doing a Chesed to them. To be Zoyan Hameis. But if you look in the Medrash tells us in Parshas Bereishis, Ad Shuvcha El Ha'adama, Ki Mimena Lukachta. Until you return to the earth, from there you were taken. Omer Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kometz Afar Shel Adama, Shenivret Mimena, Lo Gzula Mimcha. You man, you're created from earth. Don't think that you stole it, because you're going back there. Ki Afar Ata, V'El Afar Tashuv. What does that mean? And there's a psikta he also quotes here. Kfura might not just be about, I'm being nice to the person who can't take care of himself. The destiny in the chefsa of the body, the destiny of every goof is to return to the ground. That's where we came from, and that's what we're going to. It's the destiny of the, not focused on the person as a gavra, but focused on the body. The Gama Rambam Sfirale, the Yisod Mitzvah's Kfura, Shumina Torah Lami de Gemilas Chesed. Kfura Daraisa is not based on the Vata Rechal Kamocha. Gemilas Chesed. No, that's the Mitzvah Drabanan. That's why it applies to everybody. But the Chefsa da Hameis de Ton Kfura. V'yalzeh bo chazal, v'osifu din kfura d'rabbanan midin gemilas chesed. So it has both, but the d'oraisa element of kfura has to do with the body. All of our gufim have to be given back to Hashem. They're on loan for 120 years, and then mamela, we give them back. How do we give them back? We put them in the ground. That's how we give them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that chiyuv might only be on the krovim. Why? Why on the krovim? He says, unbelievable. He suggests that maybe the real chiyuv is on the person himself. Right? But he can't bury himself. He's dead. So the krovim step into his shoes. The relatives step into the shoes of the person and bury, because he has to bury himself, right? Well, what's the medrash that we all know? Let's say a person knows, right? What they all do in the midbar. Tisha B'Av night, they all dug their own graves and went to sleep there. And Yibadlo Achayim and Amesim. So why'd they do that? Why don't they just say, okay, if the person dies, they die and they'll bury them? No, because they bury themselves. Because that's the d'oraisa concept of the chiyuv for kvura. And that's why it would only apply to the relatives. And the Rabbanan, I didn't know, well, there's a general mitzvah of chesed to do it as well. So that's the Moshe, the Sifri quotes that Moshe kavarat atzmo. Dor hamidbar kavruat atzman. Read all this, because it's a din, if they know earlier, so that's what it would be. Okay, there might be a nafka mina also in terms of burial bakarka dafka, or in some other type of material. So anyway, that is all. Might be, again, another nafkamina. But we talk about kfura here, and we're nervous that if you make the woman swear, she's going to turn her back and not bury her husband. So again, it's family members. That's the daraisa. We don't want that. We don't want that to be done. Give some lumdis to a mitzvah that we just think is, okay, bury. But no, there's lumdis to it. Okay. Viter. Says the Gemara now right in the middle. So now we're going to talk about some other unusual lashonos that the husband might have used. Amar Rabba, Amar Reb Chiya. And we're going to have four different opinions here. Opinion number one. Delo neder u delo shvua. What if he just uses that lashon? He doesn't say, I exempt you. He says, no neder, no shvua. Who eino yachol lahashbia, aval yarshin mashbiyin osa. So that lashon means, I'm not going to do it, but my yarshin will. Naki neder, naki shvua. You are clean from nedarim and shvuas. Bein hu vein yarshim ein mashbiyin osa. So that's more inclusive. Hachikamar, what does he mean by it? La, hachikamar la, mankis mishvuasa. You are totally clean from shvua, meaning even the yarshim. Opinion number one. For Rav Yosef Amar Rabbi Chiya, Rav Yosef has a different version of Rabbi Chiya. Dolo neder udolo shvua hu en yachol hashbi avol yarshim mashbirosa. Fine, that he agrees. Naki neder naki shvua benu uven yarshim mashbirosa. No, that's a meaningless lashon if you say naki. Hachi ka'amar la, this is what he means to say. Naki nafshach bishvuasa. You shall vindicate and clear your name with a shvua. That's what he means, naki bishvuasa. Not from, but with. Day number two. Number three. Shalach Reb Zakai lomar ukva, bein delo shvua, bein denaki shvua, bein delo neder, bein denaki neder. From all of them. Binachasai, hu ein yachol lahashbia, aval yarshin mashbiyanosa. The point is, does he say my property or these properties? If he says my property, so then he can't be mashbia, but his yarshim can. Mina chasaya ha ilain from these properties, bein hu vein yarshim vein mashbia nosa. So then there, it's off. It's like a focus on the chepsa, the properties. These are niftar from shvuas, and that's all inclusive. Number four, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Abishol ben Ema Miriam. Bein delo shvua, bein denaki shvua, bein delo neder, bein denaki neder, bein mina chasaya, bein mina chasaya ha ilain. Bein hu uvein yarshav ein mashbiyin osa. Right, Abishol says that in all these cases, she shouldn't have to take a shvua, right? Because he used it all. He always means all inclusive. But Abishol says, you know what? What can I do? Shaharei amru chachamim habal yipara minachse yesomim lo yipara ela b'shvua. But there's a takana derabanan. There's a takana derabanan that even though misvara, this should be a good vitur, a good allowance, a good ptur, but the chachamim say abali para, lo yipara ela bishvua. So there's nothing I could do about that. Let's just do the other version, and then we'll see how this understands. Ika da'ami lo hamasisa, and some have this, not as a statement of the Amoraim in the name of Abishol ben Ema Miriam, but as part of the Braisa. It's a Braisa. Abishol ben Ema Miriam Amar, it's the same thing, but it's just in a Braisa, which obviously has more power and authority. Bein de lo shua, bein de naki shua, bein de lo neder, bein de naki neder, bein min achasai, bein min achasai ilain, bein hu, bein yarshav, ein mashbiyan osab, really it should be an all-inclusive lashon, ava ma'ase, shari amru chachamim, habalipari minichse yisomim, alipari ala b'shvua. Right? That's what they say. Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, halacha keben Ema Miriam. What does that mean? The simple understanding of the Gemara, this is what Rashi says, and this is what the Ritva says. This last sheet is arguing on everything. It's arguing on everything we've said, meaning, in all of these lashonos, really it should work. We know there's a takana d'rabanan. There's a takana that habalipari wants the Yarshim once the father dies, the husband dies, then if she wants to get the ksuba, she's got to take a shvua. That's a takana, and that overrides any of his lashonos that he might have used. The simple understanding is that this lashita is arguing on all from before. He quotes, Pirsh, this is the Ritva talking now, Pirshu ri v'chachmi narvona da'abashal hachikamar, shuris hadin, and all of these should be p'tur. Ava ma'as esh ari le'inyin piron ksuba mina yisomim ain shum ne'emanus mo'il. No ne'emanis is going to help. Ditakanes chachamim muchletes hoisa. She'in nifroi minichse yisomim ele b'shvua. It was a takana muchletes. You got to take a shvua. Vizu nireh shittes Rashi zal. This is Rashi. Why is he making a fuss about this? Why is he being so strong? Because if you look in the Rambam and you look in the Rif, they seem to understand this not as a machlokas. Why? Yeshe Pirshu, Shemode Abishol. Rabbi Abishol is Mode if you used a clear Lashon. You know why he argues here? Only because these Lashonos are very unclear. Naki, Delo. He's not arguing on the Mishnah. Right? The Pashas is that Abishol is arguing on the Mishnah and everything. That's what Rashi says, what the Ritva said, that's what he likes. But if you look in the Rambam, you look in the Rif, Yesha Pirshu Shemoda Abishol Shim Kasav Ne'emonis Mefurish al yershav shetno kayam ukiditsan vimasnisan. Avo bilushonos elu hastumim. These unclear lashonos, that's where he said Ashita. Mikamakam kivan shlokasav came to Farish in Okrin Mipnezea, Hawashana Sasum, Takanas Khachamim Shetiknu Babali Parami Nixi Yasomim. Right, the unclear lashon is not strong enough to uproot the takana. A clear lashon would be zedas harif v'hagaonim v'harambam zal shepasku kemishna seinu leinyan shene emanis mefurish moal afala yarshim v'yavagadiv sika hilchos akabishol b'samach lo palagabishol baha. Right, how can you pasken like the Mishnah and like Abishol? You got to understand that Abishol is not arguing on the Mishnah, but the Ritva doesn't like that, as we just said. He says v'kashe ma'od, kashe ma'od al pirizet. And he quotes a couple of problems with that that pirish. Okay, so Machlokas, we've shown him how to understand the Gemara. We continue. Says the Mishnah, Hapogemes Subasa, Lotifara Elabashvua. If somebody is pogemes, somebody admits to getting paid part of the ksuba. They weaken the strength of the ksuba. Lotifara Elabashvua, if they want to get paid the rest of it, so they need a shvua to get paid to admit that they did not get the other half. Eid echad me'ida she'i parua. Lo tipar ala b'shvua. If an eid echad, the husband doesn't remember, but he has an eid echad. She'i parua, lo tipar ala b'shvua. Again, minichze yisomim u'minachasim mishubadim. Or anybody who collects from orphans, or from nechasim mishubadim, from lekuchos, v'shalo b'fanav, or not in front of the loveh, lo tipar ala b'shvua. All these cases only need a shvua. Rashi says, even though, if the person was here and he doesn't ask for a shvua, we might not tell him, you know what, it's a good idea to ask for a shvua, but if they're not here, so we apply the principle called ta'anin onlay. We are towing on the lovis behalf, if he's not here, or it's mishubadim, and therefore, bishvul akuchos anan ta'aninan. Right? Maybe if the lover was here, he would argue. So, we're going to talk about each of these. Ha-pogemes ksubasa kesa. What is the case of pogemes ksubasa? Ha-yisa ksubasa elef zuz. The ksub is 1,000 zuz. V'omer lois kabalt ksubasech. And the husband says, you got it already. V'hi omer lois kabalti elamana. I only got part of it. Lo tipara ela bishvua. Oh, the husband's there. You got it already. Right? That's a shrua daraisa already. If he sells property to others, she's going to collect from those lakuchos. He died. His yarshim property. The Mishnah is very explicit and verbose, making sure we understand it. He left. And he's trying to get from when he's not there. In Nefras, Ela B'Shvua, right? Only with a Shvua. Again, a lot of these, the Mefarshim point out, apply even outside of Ksuba, just regular Shtaros. But it's written here in the Mishnah, and who had been by Shtaros as well. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says something that we'll only understand tomorrow, but Be'ez Hashem, let's read it. Calls Machi Tovas Ksubasa. Hayarshin mashbiya nosa. As long as she's still claiming the ksuba, the yarshin can be mashbiya her. V'im eina tovas ksubasa, and if not, ein yarshin mashbiya nosa. If she's not being tovas or ksuba, then the yarshin cannot be mashbiya her. What is he talking about? So, Beit Hashem will come up on tomorrow's daf. Gemara. Sava, Rami Bar Chama lemeimar. Rami Bar Chama thought to understand the first line of the Mishnah as shvua daraisa. The first line of the Mishnah, pogemes, that's kind of like a motive of mixas. Right? Because the husband's saying, I owe you zero. I paid you everything. She's saying, you only paid me part. So she has to swear on the other part. That sounds kind of like more than a mixah, says Rami Bar Chama. Daha, dekaton masayim. Right. She's claiming 200. V'kamodio le b'meya. Right. The shtar basically says 200. She says, I already got 100. Havile hoda b'mixah satayna. V'cholamod b'mixah satayna yishava. Isn't this like a shvua daraisa? Why would it be important to classify it? So Rashi says there's a steer in Rashi's. Rashi here on the Mishnah says, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina, second line, delo mafchinam la. There's a principle called meifich shvua. If I'm chayav a shvua, can I throw it onto the other person? I don't want to swear, you swear. So if you're chayav a shvua daraisa, you can't do that. Unless somebody's a chashud. But if I'm chayav a shvua daraisa, so I have to swear and niftar. I can't say, no, you take the shvua if you want it. So that's the nafka, but if it's a shua derabanan, you have more flexibility. So Rashi says that's the nafka mina here. The Pnei Yeshua, other Bachronim point out that Rashi on tomorrow's daf gives a different nafka mina. Whether you have to hold a sefer Torah, how scary the shua is. So why does Rashi say one here and one there? That's a question. Tosas deals with that question on tomorrow's daf also. Okay, anyway, but Rabbi Brachama says, our first shvua in our Mishnah sounds like a shvua d'araisa. Says the Gemara, no, if you think about it a little deeper, it's totally not a shvua d'araisa. Why? Amar shvua. Shtei shuvas bedavar. Two problems. Tosas throws in a third. But there are two problems with this. This is not a shvua d'araisa. Chada, dekol nishbon shabbat Torah nishbon v'lo mishalmin. As we said before, there are three shvua d'araisas that Beis Din is the chayev. They're all nishba v'niftar. You swear and you don't pay. What's the case of Eid Echad? Eid Echad says, I'm chayv yumani. I swear I'm pater. Right? Shvuas HaShomer. I swear that it was stolen. I'm a shomer. Chinam and I'm pater. Or Mod B'miksas. Somebody says, I owe them 100. And I say, I only owe you 50. And I swear, right, on the 50 that I'm going to give you the 50 that I owe you. I'm going to swear on the 50 that I say I don't owe you. They're all nishba v'niftar. V'hi nishbas v'notelas. Here, you know, it kind of sounds like Modem Mixas, but it's exactly the opposite. Right? What's the opposite? She says, I am still owed part. And she swears that she is still owed that part. And she's nishba v'notel. This is nishba v'niftar, nishba v'notel. Question number one. Va'od, and also, you tell me this is a shvua d'araisa, we have a rule. Ein nishbon al kfira shibekarkos. A huge topic, Masechta Shvuos and elsewhere. You never take a shvua where there is a denial of shibud karka. Meaning where the loan has to do with karka, not just metaltalin. So here, ksuba, the ikar shibud is on the karka. So if this is a real shvua d'araisa, then she shouldn't be swearing. Question mark. All the Rishonim deal with, what was Rabbi Brachama's havamina? This is simple. It's mefurish in the Torah. Nishba v'niftar. What was the havamina? Oh, savar, that it's a shvua d'araisa. So the Ritva says, you have to say he didn't mean it, even in the havamina. He meant to say, oh, this is kind of like Mod B'miksas. Ke'ein shel Torah. Ke'ein shel Torah. And maybe the Talmidim misunderstood, and they thought he meant mamish d'araisa. And that's why he is, but he never meant really a d'araisa. And there are other answers given by the Rishonim, just to mention one other, the Rashba and the Tshuva. We don't have the Rashba and Ksuvas ends like in the early pace. So we don't have the Rashba on the rest, except in the Shita Mukubetzes. So the Shita quotes the Rashba, and it's also in the Tshuva. No. The Havamina was, she's holding a Ksuba. She's holding the Shtar. The Shtar is Shibudim. So it's as if, who has the property? Not that she's being nishba v'notel, nishba v'niftar. Meaning, I have a ksuba here that I'm mukhzak in the shtar. I'm mukhzak in the karka that I'm supposed to get. So she's swearing and keeping that karka. Because she's mukhzak in it, in the shtar. That's an unbelievable chiddush that you might have thought, that's the havamina. And the kasha is, no. The din d'araisa is that only mamish nishba v'niftars. Not just the shtar gives you a mukhzakus in the property. But that's a rashba right here in the Shid Mugubetzis. So El Amar Rava Midrabanan. So Rava said, no, it's really a Shua Drabanan that she has to swear. Why? Depara Dayik, Demifralo Dayik. Because we assume people who pay know exactly how much they paid. People who get paid aren't always exact. And therefore, if you have a choice, who's going to take the Shua here? V'ramu Rabanan Shua Allah Kihechid Teituk. So we throw the Shua on her so that she is clear. And she remembers. Good. Tosas deals with why did she nemenis with a migu, right? She could have not said this, right? Pogamis ksubasa, right? She could have just claimed the whole thing. So Tosas deals with that. Does this apply to other shtaros? The other Rishonim deal with, does it apply to a malve and a lova, this type of chazakas? Feel free to look at the Rishonim. Ibo Elohu. Question. Pogamis ksubasa be'edim. Mahu. What if there are edim that she got paid half of it? So do the same rules apply? Mahu. Im Isa de para be'edim hava para la. If he would have paid the other half, just like he paid the first half of it with edim, then Mistama, he would have paid the second half with edim. And because there are no edim on the other half, she's right, and maybe she should get it even without a shvua. Odilma, no. Isramu yisramile. He didn't really need edim at all. It just so happened that when he paid her half of it, those edim happened to be around. But we don't say that, oh, because the other half doesn't have Edim, that's a Reyesa. So Tashma, So the Mishnah tells us in Shavuos, "Kol Nishban Shabbat Torah Nishban V'lo Mashalmin." Right? Nishba Shavuot Daraisis are Nishba V'Niftar, as we said, the big three. The Elu Nishba V'Notlid, but the following are all the Takanas Derabanan of the Nishba V'Notels: Hasachir, the worker who says he didn't get paid; Vanigzal, who says that the other person took his property; Vanechval, person gets wounded; V'Shekinegdo Chashad Al Shavua. All of those, remember the case of the storekeeper, he says he gave the money and the other people deny it. And somebody is pogim shtar without edim, has to take a shvua. So we're medayik, shalo be'edim in be'edim lo. Only if there were no edim, but if there were edim, then we would say, oh, that's a raya that the other half was not paid. So Gemara says, no lo mi boy ka'amar. No, that Mishnah isn't saying to be la'afuke, the Edom case, but as follows. Lo mi boy be'edim, not only if there were Edom. Devadai tzricha shvua. You definitely need a shvua. If there were Edom on the first half, aval shalo be'edim, but if there were no Edom, maybe eima tevi kemeshev aveda v'tishko below shvua. If there were Edom that you got paid half, then obviously you're not doing the guy a favor by saying, oh, I got paid half. There were Edom. But in the case where there are no Edom, and you admitted that you got paid half, maybe I would have said, well, you're being such a nice guy, you're obviously telling the truth, you're being like the category of Meshav Aveda, so we shouldn't make you take a Shavua. Right? Kamash Malan. That's why we say that that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Not to be medayik that with Edom would not need a Shavua, but the Chiddush is that without Edom still needs a Shavua. So, question is not answered. Iboi lohu. Hapogemes ksubasa pachos pachos mishav pruta ma'u. What if she admits that she was pogemes ksubasa, but she was very medactic in what she says? I got paid a little bit today and a little bit next week. She goes through all the details when she got paid. Mi amrinan kiva de kadaika kule hai kushta kamra. Do we say, because she was so medactic in exactly how and when she got paid, she's obviously telling the truth, so she could collect the rest without a ksuba, without a shvua. Odilma yarumi kamarma. Or she's making it all up. Dafka, so you think that way. Teku, unanswered. Iboi lohu. Pocheses ksubasa mahu. What is pocheses? She does not say that I got paid half. She says, well, we had an agreement, I know, that even originally the ksuba was going to be for less. Even though it says 200, we agreed that my ksuba was only going to be 150. Not that she says I got paid half, but she says the original chiyuv was less. Mi amrinan hainu pogemes. Do we say it's the same thing? The same thing as pogemes, odilma, or do we say pogemes, modi b'miksas? Ha, lo ka modi b'miksas. Here, no. Here, she's not saying she got anything. So maybe it wouldn't be parallel to the case of modi b'miksas. So tashma, so the Brisa says, pocheses tifara shelo b'shvua b'feirish. No shvua needed. Ketzad, haisa ksubasa elav zuz. V'amar lo his kabal ksubasa, if you got it already. V'hi omeres lo his kabalti v'eina elamana. I didn't, but the ksuba is only a mana. That's pocheses. Nifras shalo b'shvua. So she's nifras without a shvua. So the Morris says, 1 second. B'may gavya, what is allowing her to collect the part that she says she's owed? B'hai shtara, with this shtar. Hai shtara, chas b'almahu. But the shtar says she's owed 200. She says it's a totally wrong shtar. She was never owed 200. They agreed to 100. So isn't this shtar garbage? Chas b'almahu, it's like a shard. So what's she collecting with? So Amar Rava, Brei Deraba, Ba'omeres, Amana Haisali Beni Leveno. Yeah, we had back in the second paragraph, Shtar Amana. He trusted me. This is the shtar that he gave me, but he trusted me that I would only collect the lower amount. Right? That's what he trusted me. And therefore what? How did that answer the question? Amana. So, says the Ritva, right, this is discussed by the other Achronim, says the Ritva, Vishtar Kazeh Kasherhu. Afilu lenachasim mishubadim legamre. Shari nishtabed karoi kachola kasevbo. Even though she's saying that I'm only owed less, that less is included in the shtar. And therefore, it's really a shtar. You don't say that, oh, it's a, you might say, okay, it's this shtar, but it's not a real shtar with mishubadim. The Ritva says it has full powers of a shtar because amana just means I've limited it, but the shtar is still very powerful. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue with Eid Echad on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop.